Continuing in Psalms, our scripture is 105:39. And he spread out a cloud as a covering, and fire to give them light by night.
Today's prayer. Heavenly Father, wrap me in the cloud of your glory. Light my way at night with your fire. I love you, Father. I praise your holy presence in my life. Just as you dwelled with the Israelites, you dwell with me. Just as the cloud of your glory covered them, so it covers me, Lord. How I love your guidance and your will. Amen.
Are there clouds in the sky today? Think about it. Think of God's manifest presence as you look at them. And look at the sunrise. Look at the sunset and think, what an artist. Oh, what an artist God is. The action for today is continuing on yesterday's thought. Do a selfless act for someone today. Care beyond care. Reach out and touch someone.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 11. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him, all you people.
We're going to finish up with spiritual revival in children today. Teach children to develop a lifestyle of praise. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. God deserves our praise, and praise comes quite naturally to children. It is only as we get older and more self-conscious that we tend to hold back the more expressive forms of praise in public. Teach the young people that without God we are hopeless and helpless, and that with God we are filled with hope and victory. A lifestyle of praise from the lips of the repent, humble children honors God and opens the door for heaven-sent revival. A little devotion Mary and I love says, praise is the devil's death knell. Once had a pastor who gave me a praise tape and he said, sing this praise music and I guarantee you can't be depressed. You can't be depressed when you are praising the Lord. Hallelujah. The article on spiritual revival in children was written by Kim Butts, and it was published in Prayer Magazine. I'd suggest you get a copy of Prayer Magazine. I think you'll find it very informative.